League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here now by Tim Harrison, who's Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, it's a bit grey and cold outside, but it seems as though the market wants to have a positive end to the week.
Okay, well, that sounds good. You've got plenty on your plate today.
Yeah, it's been a busy 24 hours. Obviously, last night you had Microsoft come out with their figures. Their shares are trading after market at record highs. You've obviously seen the news with reference to BAT, British American Tobacco, going in for the remainder of the Reynolds stake. And then finally, you've got the CMA launching an investigation into the gambling, online gambling, etc. So a bit of negative sentiment there. Obviously, I've mentioned previously our negative view on William Hill, and we maintain that stance even further on the back of the Amaya merger falling out of bed earlier in the week, and the increasing sort of eyes from the government and the CMA on the gambling companies.
You don't think that the failure of Amaya will make William Hill more vulnerable to a takeover?
Well, I think right now you've got a lot of consolidation within the space. You've seen Paddy Power, Betfair get into bed. You've seen GVC and BWIN, Ladbrokes, Coral. So William Hill are the last one standing as an independent. They need to do something. It's become apparent that the marketplace is cannibalising, and there is a lot of consolidation. They are looking for other areas of growth. Obviously, a Amaya deal would have put them into the online poker gaming space, as opposed to what we see over here, which is the high street betting, horses, football, etc. But again, the market needs to consolidate because there is just very few decent revenue streams left.
Right, okay. And other consolidation as well?
Well, I mentioned the British American Tobacco Reynolds deal. Obviously, there's been a lot of speculation with regards to the likes of Lorillard, Reynolds, etc. in the US with Imperial Tobacco, BAT over here. Again, it's a marketplace which is fundamentally struggling because of the increase in plain packaged cigarettes, and in terms of all of the government and health issues that are being pushed forward. Furthermore, the success, in inverted commas, of these vaporized cigarettes, which again people are trying to now sort of hold back on. It's a pretty tough sector to be in. Again, by diversifying away from the UK into the US market and further afield, maybe we could see some positive momentum going forward.
Okay, so that's lots of potential M&A there. Realised M&A. Any other things that you're looking at?
Well, to be honest with you, again, the market's sort of just seems a bit lacklustre. Obviously, you had Draghi speaking yesterday with an emphasis on the fact that we will do whatever it takes from many years ago. So it's a case of traders seem to be just pausing, taking a step back and just surveying. Obviously, you've seen some very dramatic moves in the currency markets over the past couple of weeks post-Brexit. So it's a case of stand back and look. So whilst the cat's away, so to speak, there will be a lot of speculation. There will be probably some pretty interesting deals in the M&A space, consolidation coming up, simply because external businesses are looking to lock in the cable gains.
And presumably ahead of November the 8th, things are going to slow down anyway, because people won't really want to commit in a big way until they know that Hillary Clinton's won.
Well, it's seemingly that she's really starting to drive forward in the polls, and she's really building up some impressive lead. It's become very much a mudslinging match. I think it's pretty pathetic, to be honest with you. But again, once we do see, markets don't like uncertainty. It's commonly known. So once you do see, or if you see, Hillary appointed to the top job, then once you have that guarantee, the market will obviously make its own reaction. Up or down, who knows? It's too close to call.
Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.